Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Of all the variables that affect athletic performance, sleep has the widest gap between how much it matters and how much attention it gets. Athletes will change their entire diet over a supplement study with modest effects, then routinely lose 2 hours of sleep to a travel schedule without a second thought. The research doesn't support that ordering. When Stanford researchers had 11 varsity basketball players extend their sleep to a minimum of 10 hours in bed nightly for 5 to 7 weeks, the results were substantial. Sprint times over 282 feet improved from 16.2 to 15.5 seconds, and both free throw and three-point shooting accuracy increased by about 9%. Those are effect sizes that no legal supplement can claim. Table of contents. Table of contents. Understanding sleep quality, impact of sleep on athletic recovery, effects of sleep on skill execution, tips for improving sleep quality. Key takeaways. Understanding sleep quality. Sleep quality isn't just total hours. It's whether an athlete is getting enough of the right kinds of sleep in the right order. Deep slow-wave sleep dominates the first half of the night and is where most physical restoration happens. Growth hormone secretion peaks during this stage, driving protein synthesis and tissue repair. An athlete who goes to bed late but wakes at a fixed time loses disproportionately from this phase. REM sleep concentrates in the later hours and governs neural recovery and the consolidation of motor learning. An athlete who cuts the end of their night short, the 5 a.m. alarm for morning practice, is preferentially sacrificing the sleep that encodes new technical skills. This is why 8,220 total hours, 8,221, alone can mislead. Two athletes both sleeping 7 hours, one from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and one from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m., are not getting equivalent recovery relative to their training demands and circadian timing. Impact of sleep on athletic recovery. Sleep is the most anabolically active window in a 24-hour cycle. During deep sleep, growth hormone, testosterone, and IGF-1 secretion rise, while cortisol falls, creating the hormonal conditions for tissue repair and adaptation. Insufficient sleep inverts that balance, elevating cortisol, suppressing anabolic hormones, and shifting the body toward a catabolic state where training damage accumulates faster than it's repaired. The injury data makes the practical consequence clear. In a study of adolescent athletes, those sleeping fewer than 8 hours per night were 1.7 times more likely to sustain an injury than those sleeping 8 or more. Notably, that study found hours of sleep and grade level were stronger predictors of injury than the variables coaches typically worry about: number of sports played, hours of training, or degree of specialization. A subsequent systematic review and meta-analysis reached the same conclusion for chronic sleep loss. Specifically, while noting the evidence on acute single-night sleep loss remains less settled. Effects of sleep on skill execution. This is the part most athletes underestimate. Skill acquisition doesn't finish when practice ends. A meaningful portion of learning happens overnight. In a foundational study, a night of sleep produced a roughly 20% improvement in motor skill speed with no loss of accuracy, while an equivalent period of time awake produced no significant benefit at all. The improvement correlated specifically with stage 2 NREM sleep, particularly late in the night. The implication for coaches is direct. When an athlete practices a new movement pattern and then sleeps poorly, they haven't just recovered less, they've partially failed to 17, be partially failed to consolidate the skill they practiced. Technical development and sleep are not separate line items. Sleep loss also degrades the cognitive components of sport in real time. Reaction time, decision-making accuracy, and perceived exertion all worsen, which affects both performance and the neuromuscular control that protects against injury. Tips for improving sleep quality. Protect the schedule before optimizing the environment. Consistent sleep and wake times do more than any gadget, and irregular timing is the most common problem in athletes with travel or early practice schedules. Extend, don't just maintain. The Stanford work involved deliberately increasing time in bed, not merely avoiding sleep loss. Athletes in heavy training blocks may need more than the general adult recommendation. Use naps strategically when night sleep is compromised. Daytime naps have been shown to support motor memory consolidation, making them a legitimate tool during travel-heavy periods rather than a sign of weakness. Move hard training away from bedtime where possible, and manage the post-competition window deliberately. Evening competition frequently disrupts sleep through both arousal and schedule. Address the pre-competition night realistically. Anxiety-driven sleep loss before competition is extremely common. The night before matters more than most athletes realize, since a single poor night has less impact when banked sleep is adequate. Screen for genuine sleep disorders. Persistent poor sleep despite good habits warrants clinical evaluation rather than more sleep hygiene advice. Key takeaways. Sleep is the highest leverage, lowest cost intervention available to most athletes, and it's the one most readily sacrificed. The evidence connects adequate sleep to faster sprints, better accuracy, stronger skill consolidation, and meaningfully lower injury risk. For coaches building a program, treating sleep as a trainable variable, with the same seriousness given to load management or nutrition, is likely to produce better returns than most additions to the training plan itself. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.